children. Today we're going to read a part of the story of David and Goliath. This is a true story that took place, and it is also at the same time a prophecy or promise of the coming of the Lord. Can you see how David is like the Lord and represented him before he came? Hear the word of the Lord in the first book of Samuel, chapter 17. And he took his walking stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and set them in the shepherd's bag that he had and in which he collected them. And his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. And the Philistine went on, going on and drawing near to David, and the man bearing the shield was before him. And the Philistine looked and saw David, and he scorned him, for he was a youth and ruddy with a beautiful appearance. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Go to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowl of the heavens and to the beast of the field." And David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to thee in the name of Yehovah of armies, the God of the battle arrays of Israel, whom thou hast insulted. This day Yehovah will shut thee up into my hand, and I will strike thee and remove thy head from upon thee, and I will give the corpse of the camp of the Philistines this day to the fowl of the heavens and to the wild animals of the earth. And all the earth shall know that there is a God for Israel. And all this assembly shall know that Yehovah saves, not with sword and spear. For the battle is Yehovah's, and he will give you into our hand." And it was that the Philistine arose and went and came near to meet David. And David hastened and ran toward the battle array to meet the Philistine. And David stretched forth his hand to the bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead, and the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. And David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and struck the Philistine and put him to death. And there was no sword in the hand of David. And David ran and stood on the Philistine and took his sword and drew it from its sheath and put him to death and cut off his head with it. And the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, and they fled. Amen. Can you see how this is a prophecy, a promise of the coming of the Lord, and how David represented or gave a picture of who the Lord would be when he came in advance, because David lived 1,000 years before the Lord came into the world. Can you see how that's true? Goliath, the giant who was nearly 10 feet tall, was one of the leftover people from the most ancient church, from the fallen most ancient church. Just as the best people who ever lived in this world were from the true most ancient church, the worst, most dangerous people who've ever lived were from the fallen most ancient church, and Goliath was one of those people. And when those people died and went to the other world, they were even more dangerous. And at the time when the Lord came into the world, those evil, evil spirits called genii were in danger of snuffing out, suffocating the human race. And just as David killed Goliath, the Lord, when he came into the world, put all those evil spirits way down, way, way down under something that looks in the spiritual world like a misty rock, and they can't come out. They're stuck under there. They can't come out and hurt us anymore. They were hurting the human race terribly when the Lord came, but now they can't hurt us anymore. The Lord conquered them. Another thing is that David was not grown up yet. He was a young man, maybe 17 years old, and when he fought Goliath and killed him. And the Lord, the heavenly doctrine says that the Lord fought these same spirits that Goliath was one of when he was still in his early childhood and conquered them. Of course, the Lord, although he was born and grew up just like we do, still he grew up more quickly, more fully, and more perfectly. And so even while he was a child, he fought and conquered these spirits from right before the flood. Now, this was just the beginning of David's battles in his life. All his life, he was a warrior. He and his soldiers fought and killed a number of other giants as well as Goliath. They fought the Philistines over and over and over again. They fought the Edomites and the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Syrians and all the nations around Israel until finally none of those nations dared to fight David. And that's like the Lord too, because all through his life, from the beginning to the end, he was constantly fighting and beating the evil spirits. The evil spirits constantly attacked the Lord, and he would fight them and conquer them and put them back in their place where they belonged. So he was fighting all his life. So he was like David in that way too, or David was like the Lord. Now, why was David brave enough? Why was David brave enough to run towards Goliath and toward the camp of the Philistines? Can you imagine running towards a giant who's 10 feet tall? Why was he brave enough? It certainly wasn't because of his armor, because he didn't have any. Yes? That's right. He knew the Lord was with him. He trusted that Yehovah was with him. And that also is like Jesus, because Jesus was a man on the outside like David. Inside, he was Yehovah. He was God. But on the outside, he was a man because he had been born from Mary, who was just an ordinary person like us. And it didn't always feel to him. He couldn't always feel the presence of Yehovah God inside him, especially when evil spirits were attacking him. But he always trusted in Yehovah. He always was determined to do whatever Yehovah wanted him to do, even though it seemed like Yehovah was a different person. And that's why he always won, until eventually it didn't even feel like different people anymore. He was completely one with Yehovah, and he is. But he had that same bravery from trust in Yehovah. And he said to the Philistine, David said to the Philistine, "Today I'm going to give your dead body to the birds to eat and the wild animals, so that all the earth may know that there is a God for Israel." And in the same way, the Lord came into the world and conquered the evil spirits. He was willing to even lay down his life to completely conquer the evil spirits and then rise in glory, so that we would know that there is a God for all of us. And we know who he is. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's lots of ways that we can think of him, but one of the ways that we should think of him is as being a warrior, because all his life he was constantly fighting the hells, and today still he fights the hells for us. Whenever the evil spirits attack us, he's right there ready to help us if we trust in him. If we're willing to do what he says and receive his help, then he'll fight for us. And it won't feel like that to us. It'll feel like we have to fight on our own, just like it felt to Jesus, just like it felt to David. And yet, we can trust in the Lord. We can trust that he really will conquer the evil spirits. Whatever bad things happen in our lives, whatever bad things we find in ourselves, bad habits, things we really don't like about ourselves, well, the Lord will help us conquer them, subjugate those things, put them under control if we just turn to him. And just like in this story, we will know that there is a God for us. Amen.